You mentioned a moment ago joblessness, and of course the largest concerns are still concerning jobs, and the joblessness is predicted to peak by 10% this year. What do you see on the horizon for the strength of the American workforce? What do you think we're likely to see in the next 12 months?
The things you're likely to see in the next 12 months will be an improvement in the job market, but it's not likely to happen for a few months. We're still going to see job losses for the next few months. Hopefully they'll be at a slower pace. We've been seeing that. We're losing 500,000-600,000 jobs a month earlier in the year. We're now losing 250,000 jobs in the most recent months. That's a market improvement, but it's a market improvement in how fast things are going down. And I think it'll be a few months before you see that turn around. But into next year, I think you will start seeing the job market gain momentum. What normally happens is people try to use their existing workforce a lot before they start rehiring as a new recovery starts, simply because they've been through a rough time. They don't want to rehire prematurely. So they'll push their workforce as hard as they can. That's why you're seeing the productivity numbers start to tick up quite a bit in the recent statistics. And right now, the average work week in this country is somewhere around 33, 34 hours. During the last recession, it got up ahead of 40 hours before you saw a lot of rehiring. So we have a ways to go before you really see the labor market picture pick up. But it will be looking a lot better this time next year.
Energy prices always have a tremendous impact on all aspects of our economy, and oil's on the upswing again. What kind of impact is that going to have on our economy in the next 12 months?
Well, oil prices are up right now because world demand is beginning to bottom out and come up a little bit, but also simply because of the phenomenon with the dollar. Because oil is priced in dollars, that can cause movement in oil prices. I think the oil prices will probably be somewhat high coming out of the recession, moving into the recovery phase. But natural gas prices and a lot of other fuel prices will still be lower because they're traded on national rather than global markets. They're not subject to as much speculation, and there's some excess supply there. So I think some aspect of the energy market, you'll be seeing higher prices, but I think a big chunk of the energy market will probably have sluggish pricing for quite some time.
How do you see the stock market responding to all these factors in the next 12 months?
Well, the stock market will be something of a leading indicator, and it's beginning to see some signs of light and react to those. So it will be volatile because we're going to continue to see for a long time a mixture of numbers. And one day the numbers will point in one direction, and the next day the numbers will point in another direction. It's going to react to the healthcare debate. It's going to react to all kinds of things as the next year unfolds. So I think you'll see a lot of volatility, but we should see an upward trend simply because earnings prospects are going to improve. Long-range prospects, I think people perceive them to be better, and that's really what the ultimate underlying price of stocks is all about.
Very good. Thanks so much, Ray. I appreciate your time.